Before we start the episode, we want to let you know that there is a new Pretty X Unfiltered episode out right now. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it, we get into a little bit of legal trouble.
Uh-huh.
Gets a little crazy. It's out right now if you guys want to go watch it. And we also have 4 other episodes you guys can watch, and it's all out right now at youtube.com/PrettyXUnfiltered. Make sure to check it out. It's a new show that we came up with Alicia and Remy. It is awesome. It is fun. It's different. Everybody's been loving it, and I know you will too if you haven't checked it out. Make sure to click the link in our description box below to check out the episode and let us know how you like it.
Critics are raving 2 thumbs up.
Critics are giving it a 5-star.
So make sure to go check it out, and we love you guys for supporting us.
It's so funny when we're about to record, instead of just shaving my whole neck because it takes a long time to like get everything, I just line it up. So I'll trim just right under my beard, right? I don't know if you notice, but you see the line clear, but there's still hair under it. So it's clean right under my beard. I do that all the time when I'm too lazy to do my whole neck.
What is like the proper area to where you need to stop shaving under your neck?
I think everyone's different depending on where your neck ends. You know, some people with a bigger gobble.
You mean like where you trim the beard line?
Yeah, where does the beard line supposed to start? To do
one
and
finger
end?
Above your Adam's apple.
Oh, did not know that.
Oh. The Adam's apple is like right there, right? It's the sharp thing that comes out. Okay.
So put your finger above that.
Oh, so I'm definitely higher than that. Look.
Yeah, you're rocking a chin strap right now.
Oh, so is that not good?
It's a different style beard.
It's just a chin strap.
The Adam's apple.
That doesn't sound good,
though. The Adam's apple is such a funny, just phenomenon we have with our bodies. Like, you grow, obviously our voice changes.
I've been growing mine for a while.
Your Adam's apple continues to grow?
I do Adam's apple workouts.
Can you move yours? Like,
can you show us some of those workouts?
But like, we as boys, when our voice changes, does that mean our Adam's apple has formed, or do we not have Adam's apples pre-puberty?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if that's like a thing that just grows. Like,
I don't think you see Adam's apples on little boys.
I guess
I feel like
you'd
really notice it if they
this
had
is
them.
Freaky. We have this thing in our throat that just grows out and makes this like more resonant voice box.
We should do like an Adam's apple party, like Stoss with her like LASIK surgery. Should. It's like just boys. Just whenever you see an Adam's apple, you just throw a giant party.
Some people got some crazy, like a sharp angle.
Yeah, it just juts out like it's a third beak on them almost.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
like
wild.
You can see it like cast a shadow down on the ground.
Yeah, my mom, hers is just sharp.
Huh?
Your mom? Yeah, has,
just,
your mom's out of
just
that?
Large. Like, mama.
How were you guys late bloomers with your voice changing, or were you like early on in your friend group, late one? Do you even remember it? I feel like it just happened overnight.
I don't remember like the whole puberty process. I have no idea.
I think honestly by 5th grade I was
pretty deep.
I still feel like I have a kind of high voice.
Yeah,
my voice isn't like, hey, what's going on, guys?
I don't notice how deep my voice is until somebody mimics me. Then I'm like Jason will always mimic, like mock me, and he'll just go way deep. And I'm like, is that really how I sound? And everyone's just like, yeah.
I think like, okay. You have a pretty deep voice.
I have a very deep voice. I can get high pitch like this.
That didn't change at all. I can get high pitch.
I think that's why. There's got to be a reason why I lose my voice. I think people that have deep voices, they lose their voice really quickly.
Yeah, I guess so. Probably.
There's got to be something going on. Talking for you seems hard.
Very hard.
I think it's very not. It's
I'm using a lot of muscle to talk.
Also, I think you lose your voice because you have really bad hearing. And you don't realize, because you talk at, yes, your voice is deeper, but you also talk so loud.
I just can't.
Can't control it?
I can't control it.
Patricia loses her voice all the time, but it's because she sings too hard. Like, if she's going
out.
But
Patricia does have a deeper voice, though, than a lot of women.
Oh, yeah. Patricia. Oh, yeah.
So I think it has to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's another friend that I know that had a really deep voice. She would lose her voice all the time. Always.
Do you think if you were a singer, would you be a bass or a tenor?
Oh, I'd be bass.
Bass down here. But then I don't know. You're singing, Zane. You can get up.
You can hit a high A of a, what is it?
I can't. I don't know.
Have you seen her sing? She can hit an A of a high C.
Yeah, not many people can do that. Yep,
I haven't thought about that quote in a while.
I can't do high pitch. I can do high
velocity.
Oh, oh.
Volume?
There's, wait, a, like, there's a, no, it's like
falsetto?
A.
Falsetto?
Like, when a, ha.
Yeah.
I only feel good in falsetto.
I just try and it just never hits. It's the worst.
I'm like, only good at lip syncing. I can lip sync, oh, like a TikTok lip sync.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Perfection. If you were a drag queen, you would win the race.
I would kill it as a drag queen. Oh, my God. I'd be zany, just zany.
Zanelicious?
I don't even know how they come up with their names.
Should we run this intro?
Yeah. Let's get it, baby.
All right, let's go. It's coffee talk, baby.
Yeah.
Da da ba ba da ba ba ba. Off me pants and flip flops. As you guys know, this show is sponsored by the best energy drink in the world, Accelerator, baby. You know, it keeps us moving, it keeps us bumping, it keeps us jumping.
Woo!
If you want the best zero sugar energy drink on earth, listen up, head over to drinkaccelerator.com and use code ZANEPLUSHEATH to buy a starter six pack for just $9.99 with free shipping. For all the people that haven't tried it yet, this is the perfect sample pack to see if you love it. And trust me, you will.
That's right. And Accelerator has natural caffeine for sustained energy and enhanced focus. Oh, and it accelerates that metabolism, baby.
Again, go try it out today at drinkaccelerator.com. Or if you know your favorite flavor, head to Amazon and stock up ASAP.
Rocky, baby. Okay.
Welcome back to another Zany Heath Unfiltered show. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And this is Unfiltered. Thank you so much for coming back to another Coachella episode.
Coachella episode this and is, South Korea. We'll talk
the,
about that.
In South Korea, this is the fifth consecutive year in a row that we're talking about. Actually, no, fourth because 2020. But we got another wild one for you guys.
How are you guys feeling?
I feel unbelievable.
Good. Usually people are exhausted unbelievable. After a weekend.
I remember you did not feel good that weekend.
I was just tired.
Yeah.
But I feel good.
Oh, good.
Okay. Tired in terms of like energy, your legs.
Just like leg exhaustion, a lot of walking. We were also doing like workout classes at the house. And it was a lot of like leg, lower body workouts.
I know, when you have a friend who has a fitness brand, you gotta help support it.
The last thing anybody wanted to do was work out during this. And we just did it. Just, you know, they're getting their video. We wanted to be supportive.
What time of day was he making you do it?
Midday.
Okay, so he wasn't like banging pots and pans and blowing whistles.
No, but we did have to wake up early just to like get work done for guests. But that was it.
All right.
But that was easy.
So let's backpedal to like the beginning of the weekend. You guys are part of the guests happy hour.
So guests invited us back to the compound for the third year in a row. They're known to just be so hospitable. They put us in this compound where there's like a ton of houses. They all look exactly the same, but they're just like layouts a little different
in
each house.
It's like a perfect little community.
Yeah. It feels like, you know the movie when, I was about to say when Harry Met Sally, the Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, right.
You know how like everyone's in the same neighborhood, everyone's doing the same thing, and then shit starts getting weird? That's what this like compound.
Got weird.
But no, it's they just put us in the compound. This year they were pushing out their guest jeans line, so they we got to go to the factory. We got to see how they make their new jeans. That was really cool.
In the guest factory, they have stores set up as like a display to show other retailers what the look is going to be for that season.
Oh.
You know when you go to a mall and you walk around, you see like the storefront, it's got the advertising, the branding, the mannequin set up with the clothes. It's there are multiple stores all in this warehouse set up, but they're not real stores.
Just for the staff.
Just to show people who are looking to put guests into their stores what they
want to look
like.
After we passed that, we got to see how they made their jeans, and we also got to see like the models doing photo shoots for like their campaigns, and we got to see it all happen.
Oh, they
in this
actually
warehouse.
Had the guest models,
like,
the actual people.
Like
who
we
were
would
on
walk
the
by them, and then we would walk out to the stores, those like fake or pop up stores, and we would see their face like blastered on like
oh whoa
the, stores. Like, oh shit, they're like doing all this right now just to kind of get the stores ready. So that was really sick to get to experience. I did not know all that happened in like a warehouse.
Wait, just into back step two. You guys took the flight over. You did the jet. Third time taking the jet. How was that?
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It honestly is. I mean, it's...
You know, it just makes us feel like T-Swift, you know?
It makes us feel like we're going on a trip with Tart to Bora Bora. You know, it feels good.
A 30-minute flight.
I mean, we never get like... We've never been on like a branded trip like that with
this
like
This is our
company.
One time a year we get to feel treated.
That's why we just like get excited for this week and every week.
Nobody
just,
missed like, the flight? You guys weren't on the runway? Everyone was...
I mean, mind you, it's only our little group, so it's really hard to miss a flight unless like you're really late and they're just like, hey, you're gonna have to drive.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those jets that they have for flying like short distances.
Yeah. It's like airlines. Yeah, like those commercial grade private planes.
They're semi-private.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. The seats are still facing forward. Yeah. those seats are facing each other.
Yeah. Those celebrities are not riding in these, but it's still so nice. I mean, it's luxurious. And then, we fly in, we get there. We're there like a day earlier, right? Before the festival. So we touch down at like 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to just chill the whole day. I think just like get settled in. We're making some content. And also we started off with like a welcome dinner. Where
I saw that. That looks so cool.
Nice. Yeah, so nice. And that's where everybody in all the houses get to all come together. We get to see everyone's face for the first time. Like, oh, who's staying at the compound
this
year?
It's like a reality show.
It is. They should really have a camera out at all times, just like kind of getting faces. Like when people go in, you see who's there and then you get their faces. I feel like it could be a whole reality TV show.
Any new faces of people who haven't been to the compound before? Because I know I was asking last episode, who are the hot new influencers coming on this trip?
It was Larae and Quinn's.
I think the new hot ones were like Quinn, Larae.
Ricky T?
He's been going.
Oh, no, he's a veteran. He's an OG.
Okay.
He's been going since the jump.
I miss him so much.
Bretman Rock was, I think, a first-timer in there.
Did he bring his chickens, like, off the plate? can you take this?
No, but he did have luxurious, just flowy hair.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looked beautiful.
But you guys got a new house this year, or was it the same one you had been staying at?
It's the same builders, right? So the old compound was, like, 30 minutes away.
Okay.
This was a completely different compound with like more houses in it, but they're identical.
Right.
So it still felt like the same vibe, but just a different location.
Okay, cool. Now, when you guys get there, are the rooms already assigned or do you guys got to claim them?
It's full sprint, like when Jersey Shore gets to a new house and you have to claim your rooms.
The rooms are already set up for us. Like you have their name on the thing. So you walk in knowing that you have a room already. You're just hoping that you have a room that's like close to the kitchen. Like me personally, I love my room close to the kitchen.
Right. Or you kind of don't want to be like too close to the backyard by the pool because if people are partying like too late and if you want to sleep.
Yeah, I just love convenience. But my room was the furthest away from the kitchen. Still happy though, but it was far from the kitchen. And then house was really nice. We were all taken care of in that aspect. We were really happy. It was
good.
Like, fuck it, this would be a great weekend. Then we do the welcome dinner. We see everybody. We celebrated like quite a few birthdays that night. There's like five birthdays. We had like Heath, Todd, Scott. We had Nikolai, who's the owner of Guess, and then one more other person.
Right in the middle of Zane singing happy birthday and making the announcement, they come out with the cake with like these massive sparklers on it, and it sets the alarm off in the middle of like the happy birthday speech thing. And it was like perfect timing. And it ended up being really funny.
They made me make that whole speech. They were like, hey,
Zane's up there.
They bring me up there like, hey, Zane, can you come here real quick? First, I thought I was in big trouble, right? Big trouble. So I had a few glasses of wine,
you're
right?
You're voted off the
wait,
island.
Wait, Matt, this is so funny.
So I had a few glasses of wine. You know how I get. I'm just always just like,
he's being Zane.
Yeah. And then I'm talking to Heath Mariah about something. And then one of the staff member who's also working as like, she's bartenders. She comes up right here. She's like, more wine. And she scared me. I was like, and then genuinely it was out of nowhere. Yeah. And my hand went like this. Oh my, you scared me. But my hand
like
went,
this, like,
went up like over here and I tapped and then I went back. Right. And then that was it. That was all in my head. And then Heath and Mariah are both looking at each other and they're like, Zane, she's really upset. And I was like, ha ha. okay. And she's, they're like, no, Zane, she's really upset. You need to say something. And I look back and she's walking away. And I'm like, oh, wait. She didn't like the whole tat thing. She's like, yeah, no, Zane, that was not good. That was not good. You need to do something about it.
Like a don't touch me type face.
Don't touch me, bitch. It was so
but I think Zane learned a lesson with people's personal space.
Boundaries.
You can't just touch people's faces.
I did apologize, but I remembered I kept looking at her the whole night because I was like, oh, I'm gonna be kicked out. There goes my weekend. And then the guest staff goes, hey Zane, can you come here for a second? And I look at him and I'm like, fuck.
This is it.
I'm done. That's it.
Pack your bags.
Hasta la vista, baby. You're leaving. And then they bring me up and they're like, Zane, we really would like for you to make a speech. And I'm like, huh?
Like, public apology.
Yeah, a speech. We have a few birthdays today. We want you to intro the dinner. Lovely to have everybody here. And then we're going to bring out the cake. And I'm like, that's not cool. That's not fair.
Yeah. Well,
out of everybody.
Whose idea was you? Even though I love that they considered you to be the spokesperson of the event.
It was Drew. She's the head of like the whole campaign for this. And we're friends. I think she just thought it would be hilarious to have me do the speech. I didn't think it was. And then they had me go behind the DJ booth. And then I remember I like turned around. I turned around at the wall and I was like, hello, everybody. Welcome to the... It actually helped. When I don't look at everybody and I look at the wall, it helped a lot. I felt like I was on a podcast because everybody's listening, but you know, you don't see it. That was really good. So I introed it, started singing, fire alarm went off. And nobody could hear me.
Oh, it was like kind of nice.
Yeah, it kind of drowned him out.
And that was it for that night. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys go a little too hard that night though? Because I mean, the festival's coming up the next day. But did everyone pace themselves?
No. A few of us kept the night going.
So then the next morning comes. Day one of the festival.
It is time. Ugh. It is time to go to the festival, and we're like, okay, something felt different this year. We just didn't know what it was, right? And then as soon as we get to the festival, we're like,
no pre-parties or anything you had to go to.
I don't think so.
Before day
no,
one?
No, not really.
Not Friday.
It was pretty much just a casual day.
Okay.
Just hanging by the pool, relaxing a bit.
Because that's the most stressful thing about Coachella is then all these other little parties you got to go to. And then you're already in a great location next to the festival. But it's like, no, there's a big party, but it's in Palm Springs. And
I try to say no to like the extracurricular stuff.
Yeah.
Just because... it is a mission, and the traffic there is terrible.
Yeah.
And then we walk in, and, like, immediately... well, first of all the staff was so friendly. Like, usually, I feel like they're kind of, like, more uptight, a little, you know, standoffish. But we walked in, and everybody, hi, how's it going? Thanks for coming. Good to see you. We're like, whoa, okay. We go through like the whole checkpoint thing, like the bag check.
We're also noticing that it's really easy to get in. Like there's
no line.
Normally at 5 p.m., even at 5 p.m. on a day festival.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a line.
And then there's ID check, all of that.
There's a lot.
So we get through immediately and there is no ID check at the end. Like, you know where you'd normally like go sit in line to give your
Heineken wristband?
It's shut down. So we're like, oh, this is so weird. And we walk in, there's nobody around us. Finally make it through the entrance, and you know that whole, like, open area, like the VIP, where it's like the bars and
the main area,
whatever.
As soon as you walk in, you see everybody you know. It's like the cafeteria at lunch.
Empty.
What? Matt, and this is 5 p.m.?
Matt, we couldn't believe
it. Day one, getting into night, nobody there. If Coachella, like the previous years, were running at like 100% capacity, this I would say was like
30.
No, I would say like maybe 50, 60.
I don't think so.
Now,
man.
Why do you think that is? Is it because of the lineup?
Think of the lines.
I think it was the lineup.
Or has Coachella reached this kind of point where our generation that used to be like the full front, like.
No, I think it's generally the lineup.
The lineup, just nobody.
Yeah, that's true, though. The lines, like at the bar, you know how you have to like sit there for like 45 minutes to get a drink?
Never had to be in line.
No, the cashiers were open.
It was open the whole night.
You can walk up and just get a drink.
You're at most waiting for one person in front of you. That was the most you were waiting
on. Yeah, because like every time at Coachella, I would have to buy like two beers at once because I didn't want to go back in line.
Because you couldn't squeeze through people to get there.
And you would beg a friend if you were already down in the crowd being like, can you please just get me
You can go to GA main stage in the crowd, go back for a drink and make it back in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
You could walk, if you were to walk out and just beeline it straight to another stage.
Okay.
You would not have to move for anybody.
I even heard the camping situation was half capacity as well. There were there were very many empty lots in the camping zone as well. Yeah. So that also goes to show attendance.
I just think it was the lineup.
Yeah. It was.
Hopefully they're not in the tank, right?
The thing is that I was talking to a lot of people about it and everybody kept saying that there's strict rules when it comes to Coachella, people performing at Coachella. There's on the contract that states that you can't do anything outside of Coachella.
That year.
It's a weird, I don't know exactly what the rule is because I'm sure you can't look it up. It's I feel specific for each artist, but it comes with rules whenever you do sign up for Coachella. So a lot of artists probably didn't want to perform at Coachella because look at Lollapalooza. Have you seen the lineup this year?
No, I haven't.
Best one I've ever seen.
Oh, damn.
And it's in 2 months. Why aren't any of those people performing at Coachella? You know what I mean?
I wonder if some artists kind of ruined it for other people. Maybe they have had to make their contracts tighter with their artists.
I think I heard something that you're not allowed to play other shows for the year leading up to Coachella in California or something like that. That way they have the exclusivity to make people want to go to Coachella to see that huge performer. You know what I mean? You can do other states and stuff, but I think they own in their contract the rights for you to not be able to perform in California or SoCal area, whatever it is.
For total PR publicity reasons.
A year leading up to it or something like that.
Strange.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Mood.
Baby, there is so many different ways to enjoy your day on 420. What are your favorite things to do on 420? I know I like to watch movies. I like to go to my favorite places and eat.
The munchies, snack a little bit.
You see, there isn't just one way to celebrate 420, and there isn't just one way to enjoy your THC.
Mood can help you achieve just the right high with their federally legal flower, gummies, vapes, and more.
Browse by different moods and get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll with a promo code unfiltered at hellomood.com.
I personally love the gummies because I can nibble off a little bit of the corner so I don't get a little too crazy. I could pace myself out, a quarter of it, maybe a half if I'm feeling a little crazy.
I know Heath and I love to do the gummies when we're doing our high episodes on the Patreon, so that's a lot of fun. I personally love to have gummies too. Right before I go to sleep, it actually gives me a better sleep.
Oh.
I love it. Gives me a good night rest. I feel like I'm sleeping through the whole thing. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, my dreams are pretty lit when I do the gummies before.
And Mood is also introducing the THCA flower. It's Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis.
When you use Heat THCA, it changes into THC, and that's what causes the classic high feeling. And Mood has 10 high-inducing strains, the most potent they've ever offered.
And Mood puts an end to the guessing games with federally legal forms of THC extracted from hemp plants. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs.
Also sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, very important. Something for every mood, tested and tailored by in-house experts.
And there's also different strains for specific moods, from euphoric to energized, creative to chill.
And plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
And there's completely different ways to enjoy. However you like to take THC, Mood has you covered. It's great for beginners and veteran users.
They're great tasting gummies, classic flower, convenient pre-rolls, and so much more.
So make sure to get ready so you can celebrate 420 exactly how you want to with Mood. You're going to get 20% off your first order plus a free THCA pre-roll at hellomood.com with promo code unfiltered.
Again, that's hellomood, MOOD.com with code unfiltered.
Thank you so much, Mood, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. So we get in whatever. We kind of just hang out and are basically just waiting for Lana to come on. And
okay. So you're not moving to any other stages to catch anything else. You just camping out.
We just didn't care to.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It was nice because normally you bump into friends here or there. And it's impossible to find them again, whatever. It was so open that you just saw different groups of people. You could just go like this and look around and be like, those are my friends.
Yeah.
Those are my friends.
How was the cell phone signal this year?
Dude, full service.
The whole time?
The whole
You could have FaceTimed perfectly.
Like from Sahara Stage to the Doom Lab.
And you could hear them.
Whoa.
It was insane.
Because that's the worst thing is when you get to Coachella is that good luck if you get separated because none of your texts are going through.
It was so chill. We'd be calling each other like, hey, what's up? Hey, yeah, where are you? Cool, cool, cool. Okay. Like no screaming, nothing.
Then I wonder if that's because of like the density of if there's too many cellular devices, it junks up like the service. Because I don't think they built another cell tower out there. But
no, it was working. It was the cell tower was happy this year.
Because that's usually another reason why I convince myself I don't want to go is just because there's bands I want to see. But if I get separated,
I can't find anyone. I can't wait to see how it is a week into that. It's going to be so empty.
Oh,
because week into is always like a little less crowded.
Yeah.
That one would be really interesting. But Doja Cat was a great performance.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was
she I didn't see it, but I saw clips. The next day, and she did a really good job.
How was Lana?
She was really good.
She was good. We only got to see her
like the first like three songs though.
Okay, and then what? You left?
We left.
We had like one shuttle, and it was like if people wanted to leave, you're like, okay, we have to go.
Okay.
And otherwise, they would take the shuttle, and then you'd have to try to like.
Did you get to see when she brought up Billy? Or was
no?
That
we left right before
we
she
left. Right before that.
Damn. Yeah. I was just so livid that Vampire Weekend got announced as a last minute performer for weekend one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like right there when we get into Seoul. I pull out my phone and it's like Vampire Weekend goes Vampire Weekend one in parentheses. And I go, you have to be kidding me.
When did they play?
I don't know. I think it was Saturday. They brought out Paris Hilton. They brought out Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Abe Lincoln?
They brought out like the most realistic Abe Lincoln impersonator.
And why?
For just fun, I guess. I think they did it for their song Gold Rush. I haven't watched the performances because you know when there's like, it's your favorite artist and they do something really cool and it was something that you could have been at. You're like, I need to wait a little bit to watch it because I just didn't want the FOMO to hit me that hard. I just couldn't believe I didn't go to the Eclipse show for Vampire Weekend. Told myself I'm not going to Coachella. I'd rather go to South Korea and then find out my favorite band is performing at Coachella. Damn. I still got tickets for them in June at Hollywood Bowl. But
I think they had to fill up like some artists for sure. I think it was like at the last minute they were like, we need to sell more tickets.
So that's night one. Do you guys go to any after parties after night one? Or do you just go back to the compound
I think we had an after party at our compound. At the compound, right? Yeah.
Any celebs come to Timothy Chalamet?
Guess who?
Actor?
Yeah.
Actress?
Yeah.
Actor. Jacob Elordi?
Mm-mm.
The Sprouse twins?
Zac Efron. I don't know who you're talking about.
Robert Pattinson.
Whoa. Oh, because Suki Waterhouse was performing. His wife. They just had a baby. Man, I can't believe. I swear she just had a baby like a week ago and now she's performing at Coachella.
Oh, wow.
Is it just me or does he kind of look like Harry Potter?
He is in Harry Potter.
Yeah. He's
Cedric Diggory. Right?
He's the one that, like, was
Robert dying. Pattinson's in Harry Potter?
Yeah, he dies in the Goblet of Fire. Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, not Goblet of Fire. The second movie.
He dies in the Goblet of Fire during the Triwizard Tournament.
But he actually looks like Harry Potter.
He dies at the Triwizard Tournament. The band's still playing. Well. Anyways, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
But yes, Robert Pattinson was there. Who else came through?
Leo DeCap.
Leonardo.
Emma Robertson.
Was Leo DiCaprio wearing like a mask and everything? Or like, was he a little bit more out in the open?
A masquerade mask.
Was he really like eyes wide shut?
Yeah. And like a gown.
It's crazy that he loves doing that. If I was that famous.
I'm kidding. He wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It would have been really creepy though. Justin and Haley.
Oh, yes.
Ricky T.
Ricky T.
He was funny this weekend. He went up to Heath and I at the festival. He was just gone, right? And
my gosh. This is so fun. This is like the quote of our trip.
Ricky Thompson, he goes up to me. He puts his hand on my back and just rides it upright.
He looks at Zane. He goes, you? Looks at me. He goes, you and you at the same damn time. I lost it. Dude, he is so funny.
That's great.
He it's so funny because he looks so intimidating in his like Instagram pictures, but then when he when you see him in person, he's just such like not a bad way, but literally like a fairy.
he was just a fairy.
Just a fairy, just like prancing around, just like it's really funny.
But okay, so Robert Pattinson, all of them, they show up at the guest compound. Are they talking with you guys like you influencers?
No, we're just with our friends.
It's just different tables. Okay, like picture like a club scenario.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like they had like tables set up at the backyard.
Was Neon Carnival a thing this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the carnival is better than the festival.
Also, not as packed as usual.
They didn't shut down alcohol service at all?
They did.
At 2.
What?
Like normal.
At 2. That's when like everyone's showing up.
I know, but they keep it open till like 5.
Oh, damn. I thought you said they shut it
down.
They're also expecting people to have like their own alcohol and shit on them. So they're probably like, let's just keep it open till 5 because why not?
Busta Rhymes.
You saw Busta?
No, I left early.
Oh. It was really good to be there when it was that empty, though. It felt like it just felt good.
Breathable.
No stress. Not once did we all like hold our hands to walk out of something.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just nice.
I heard that there was a bit of like a phone thief. There's always one every year.
What?
Alicia lost her vlog camera.
Yeah.
Did it get snatched or just fell out of a purse? Or
I feel like Alicia just left it somewhere. Boy, she was a good one.
And Remy's out there doing splits, doing her.
You know when Danielle's like really drunk? Her and Alicia together.
Lethal combo.
Lethal. Dark.
It was fun.
We got to see our first K-pop performance.
Which band?
La Seraphim.
Oh, La Seraphim.
Yeah.
Fearless. I'm Fearless.
We watched them at Artists, so we got to see them up close and personal.
Badass. Did Remy take you to that?
Yeah. She did.
Oh, Mariah, didn't you have a friend who was like dancing with them?
I knew Remy was a fan, and I never listened to K-pop before. But I know I would like it because they also dance. And I was like, hey, like my friends are dancing. Like if you go to Artists, I'll come with you. And she was like, you have to come. You're going to love them. It took us like 3 seconds of watching them to like, I'm a super fan, like suddenly in a split second. So seeing my friends up there was insane. I was getting cool pictures of them, but watching these girls like dance and sing to that like extent is unbelievable. They are so entertaining. They should do the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be really good.
That would be just they're like one really, of them, really good. The biggest one.
Yeah. They're
it
amazing.
Reminds me of like what like our like early 2000s pop used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very Backstreet Boy. Like it's full dancing.
They celebrate like each member. Like every member has their own like kind of
fandom.
They have
their highlight moment.
Yeah.
Almost like really the shoo-wop, like the step out they kind of get, you know?
I was torn because there's rumors about K-pop groups and how like abusive the practice is, right?
I've heard that. Isn't it really sad? Their full life and time to it.
When you're watching them, you can tell the amount of fucking stress they're probably put through.
They just seem on autopilot, just very like robotic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really fun. The main girl, I guess, is from New York. Because I was Sakura? Like, she's really...
Whatever her name is.
I don't know who the main person is, but... I asked Remy, I was like, is she American? And she was like, yeah, she's from New York. So it was like a cool dynamic and like seeing the other girls like speaking English. It was just like fun.
Someone was telling me that they're like trained from when they're little. Mm-hmm. Like they don't make it that big for years. They're like in years of training and being perfected. Somebody was telling me that one of them, someone in one of the K-pop groups, they got kicked off after a month, right? They worked their way all the way up. They finally they were part of a big K-pop band. She got cut in a month because they found out she was bullying a girl back in like school.
Oh.
Like it's that
cutthroat,
which is so crazy to me.
You memorize all the moves and you just go on the sideline. Like the girl who goes to Disney. Have you seen the girl who just wants to be a Disney dancer? Yeah. So she goes to Disney every day. And when the dancers come out, she just does the whole routine with them. And like the dancers are like, we got to hire this girl.
Right. You finally get your big gig next year for Coachella, but nobody's there.
I know. That was like when we first started going to Coachella, I said like, I would love to be performing on stage so that everyone can come see me. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the new Woodstock. I'm telling my kids about Coachella.
Yeah, wow. But
and
you
they're
know
not going to believe it. We're gonna,
next year, they're definitely, they're making that lineup change. They're going to be like, whatever rules we have, we need to cut it down a bit.
Next year is going to make or break it. If it's bad again,
yeah, that's
done.
It really is. Next year,
if they don't
is,
come back next year with like something insane and bring it back, I think it's going to be.
I will say, especially me and you, we didn't mind it because like we were able to get a pizza pie in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, that was
you know
nice.
How it's
that
impossible
line was,
to get like
it was like enjoyable. You could like
yeah, it was nice. We could hear each other. We didn't have to scream over each other. Nobody in our group got crazy.
Like normally,
everybody
it would take
enjoyed
us,
themselves. Everyone can find each other. We just communicate and we were like, "Hey, meet here in like 10 minutes. Perfect. I'll be
honestly, great. this might promote more people to come next year because they see how empty it is.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because a lot of people probably get really stressed out. Like people that are like car camping or GA is probably a nightmare to try to get through like every set. Like Sahara, like going to Sahara so far, but like how empty it was like it was a really nice walk.
Okay. Last year it took us like 45 minutes to get a $300 pizza. And this year it only took like a minute to get a $300
pizza. $300
pizza?
Man, really nice. It's so expensive. Those prices need to go down.
For the full pie?
People are spending so much to go. Food is so expensive.
I don't get why they do that. The ticket's already expensive.
Yeah, make it like the Masters or, yeah.
Heath bought the pie. It was $80.
Yeah, it was 80 bucks.
And then I went back and got an iced tea. $7.99 for an iced tea, like in a cup.
From a jug.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, I think other people were like posting like chicken tender prices and like yeah. burger prices.
They really want people to sneak in shit.
I guess so.
And you know what? I think people do. I think a lot of people sneak in those like those.
It's like, what's in your pocket? What do you got? Drugs? No, a protein bar.
you can bring anything in your pockets now. You can bring food now. Everything. No. I was yeah.
Still a
check.
Sealed pack of cigarettes though. Or does the cigarettes? They sell cigarettes there.
There was no pat down. There was nothing.
Wow.
You just metal detector, phone up, and you're in.
Right, cut that out. We don't want Coachella to see that. We love the way they're doing it. Mm. But a lot of people, they'll put, you know those like inflatable flasks?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like put
like
it right
fake
here in their junk.
Fake tampon yeah. shot.
Your
things.
Junk is the best place to put anything because they cannot touch you over there.
Except
not
one
allowed.
Time, back one of the time hand. I had the cigarettes along with some other like substances in my, I put it like right there yeah. and I was deep down the line. I swear I was like 20 people deep. And I remember like I hit a joint. So I was already a little high, a little mm-hmm. paranoid, just a dust on my belt, making sure everything's good before I walk in. And a guy,
sliding down.
No, and a guy at the security thing goes, "What's that?" And I'm like, oh. I'm so far away. That surely that guy.
There's no way he's talking
about me. He's not looking at me. And I'm like, he goes, "You, tall fella, right there." And I go, "Me?" And he goes, "Come right here."
He saw
no
you do
way.
That?
He goes, what do you got going on in there? I saw you adjust. And I go, he goes, "No, I could see there's something there. What is it?" And I'm like, "It's just an open pack of cigarettes." And he's like, $50 and this never happened.
No way.
Gave him $50 and I walked in. That was like my
boy, second. That's his side hustle. You know that guy's just sitting
he
there.
He probably didn't even work there.
Yeah, right?
Dude, my heart was pounding because I was so far away.
Yeah, that's
and
I'm
so high and I'm like,
yeah, he had
I'm
a good eye
paranoid.
Though, huh?
You, tall fella.
I'm learning quickly that money takes care of anything. If a cop stopped you for a speeding ticket, I'm willing to bet you just pay that cop off and you're good with that ticket.
Yeah, but that's they
not nowadays
because
not
they got
body
cams.
Oh shit.
Yeah. But
back in the day,
I'd pay anything because just to have that off your record is just so worth it.
And they would rather the $150 goes to them than you pay the
exactly.
the fee.
But sometimes that ticket is a lot. He gives you that ticket price. Yeah. He's like, "You got to give me more." That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to pay more than this ticket for me not to push this through.
Did you see No Doubt?
Yeah.
We did get to see
great.
No Doubt.
What night did they perform? Is it the last night?
I think
night?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Second night, yeah.
Badass.
Mm-hmm.
It was there in 10 years.
Whoa.
Performing in the first time in 10 years.
She was
years.
Great.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
full
Gwen
of energy.
Stefani.
She brought out Livvy Rodrigo.
Did she like, was she like No Doubt Gwen Stefani, or was she like The Voice Gwen Stefani?
She was No Doubt.
She got the rhinestones on her face, and
I think she recreated the last time she performed at Coachella. She recreated a moment that she played with the audience.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Like,
she was,
I'm just a girl. Let's hear just the boys. I'm just a girl.
It definitely felt like we stepped back in time. Even like the visuals and stuff, it looked like, remember the No Doubt album? It was all black and red. The whole thing was black and red.
How was the weather? Was it hot? Was it fine?
It was perfect.
Chilly at night?
It was perfect weather the whole weekend.
It did get pretty chilly at night. You definitely needed a jacket.
That's the worst when you're like, it's so hot in the day. You're like, I don't need this. And then you get there and you're just freezing.
But we would go at like 5 p.m. every day, so we would come like prepared, bundled up. It was nice.
Good transition.
Yeah.
J Balvin was unbelievable. His set was...
The alien. It was like alien theme. So sick.
Sick.
It was crazy. And he brought out Will Smith.
It's all
Will Smith?
He came out and did Here Comes the Man in Black.
Man, I bet he hit that.
Yeah, that's. I was waiting for that too. I thought he was going to do some like, you know, fun little slap thing. He didn't. That, I mean, probably wouldn't
did
be
Did you get
him.
Jiggy with it?
No.
No.
I think it was just that.
At the end of it, Zayn looks at me and he goes, he should pull out that thing and like flash the audience.
Ah, that
and then,
what was it?
Not even 10 seconds later, he pulled it up and then and all the stage lights flashed it right when he pushed the button.
No way!
And I was like, dude, you called it.
As I should have filmed it.
It was pretty sick.
But I missed it, though. I didn't see it, right?
Yeah.
As I was telling you guys, it happened.
Like, he just did it.
You just did it, Zayn. Yeah, that was really cool. It's all about the performance now. It's not even the singing.
I heard
that.
Right? Yeah,
if you have a good performance,
like
then it's a good show.
Most people were talking about how it seemed more people were talking about the music this year than it has been, like, talking about all the activations or bad brand deal events and all of that.
Exactly.
Was really focused on the artists and who they brought out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dope.
But like when it comes down to like juicy shit, I'd like, there wasn't much this year because there was not much people there. You know what I mean? Would we go next year if it was like empty like that? I think.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah.
The last day of Coachella, I hit my 1 year of sobriety.
Woo!
I did.
Congrats.
Everybody give a round of applause to Heath.
I did Coachella sober.
Was it hard?
No.
No? Been easy.
It was fine.
That's great.
I felt like,
man,
that weekend was like pretty easy to like kind of
be
sober.
It wasn't bad at all. It
wasn't easy for me, but I like.
Also, like, it's crazy like seeing people like the next day and just like looking at them.
You're like,
I'm like, rough. It's crazy I don't feel like that right now because normally I would have.
It makes you feel really good when you see other people like look like that and you're like, I feel
when you
amazing.
See other people in pain, hurting, dragging ass.
You feel strong
because
I remember that feeling that past 7 months. Oh, God, that felt good.
It's insane.
Felt good.
That's good, man. Are you going to get a coin?
I told him, I was like, you should get a sobriety coin.
I should go to a meeting.
You can get them on Amazon. You can buy a coin for yourself. I don't know if that like is disrespectful like, to the AA community, but I even remember when David Alvarez was like quitting nicotine.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with the meetings. I think you get yourself a coin.
Yeah.
I get a coin.
Badass, man.
Zayn tried introducing me to Justin Bieber, and I was like, please no.
Oh, yeah.
No, Zayn was like a little drunk, and we were like, and arms.
Mariah, like, I got this. I was in one of his music videos. I'll introduce you. I didn't even want to do it. I was like, oh, I really don't want to do this.
Do you think he knows you're in the music video?
If I said hi to him, I've met him a couple times, so I feel like he would
put it together and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would never say it. I was in the pop star. Hey.
Oh, I would.
He'd be like, what were you doing?
Zayn. I was in the pop star video. He'd be like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
And Mariah, imagine I go about like, as you're meeting, I was like, hey, you should definitely put her in one of your...
There's also nothing...
That's what I was afraid of. I was just like not... It was not the moment for it. So Friday night, there was the after party. And the next morning, Zayn, me and Heath didn't go. And the after party is the house next door to us. We're house 7. The after party was house 6. Okay? They're attached. And the next morning, Zayn goes, Mariah, you're going to kill yourself. I was like, why? And he was like, Justin Bieber was there. I was like, no. He was like, Justin and Haley were there. And I was like, damn it. I was like, I'm not missing another party. So then the last night, there was a party. And Heath said, Justin Bieber's behind you. And I was like, okay. I didn't think they'd go like twice. I didn't believe him. When I turned around, I saw the tattoo. And I was like... And Zane was like, listen, he's right next to my friend. Like, I can introduce you if you need to. Like, we'll just windle away. And I'm like, Zane, it's okay. And you're like, don't say I didn't try. Don't say. Like, I didn't know how to explain to you. You were being so nice.
I am confident when I'm drunk.
Yeah, you were very confident. Oh, and I was like, God. This is not the environment. Like, you don't want to be that person to be like, can I meet you? Like, that it's just not the place
it's
for
also
it.
It's also way too loud. Like, music's bumping. You can barely hear anything anyways. And somebody you don't really know trying to introduce you to you don't know.
They were dancing their asses off. Like, him and Haley were like, hey.
Would you want, then, if you did meet him, just, like, a dab up saying, hey, love your stuff, that's it. You don't want, like, a full combo, or do you?
If it happens to be a full combo, that'd be great. Yeah. I just know I'm not the best conversationalist. Right. I'd be like, hey, Mariah, that's it.
I'm really bad at it.
I don't know
too.
How to think of anything. Like,
I'm really bad.
You have to talk.
I'm really bad. But those moments are the best time to meet somebody, though.
Yeah.
Because you're almost like on the same plane.
Because you pass all of these boundaries. You're not that crazy of a fan where they're going to be worried about you.
But yeah, that was our weekend.
Dope.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Built.
You see, people often throw shade on renting, calling it a bad long-term deal, which I get. But what if I told you that with Built Rewards, your rent money isn't just paying the landlord. It's secretly plotting to fund your future dream home.
Built's got the inside scoop on turning your rent into a legit investment into your home ownership journey.
Built is breaking ground as the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent.
And even if you're still rocking the old school rent check vibes, Built Rewards has got your back. They'll mail the check for you. It's like having a personal rent paying assistant.
Every month, pay your rent and watch the Built points roll in. Use points to jet off on a dream vacation, put your points towards a flight or hotel stay with 500 plus airlines and 700,000 hotels and properties.
That's right. Use your points to sweat it out. Redeem your points to book fitness studio classes. You can also use your points towards a future rent payment or toward a future down payment on a home.
Pay rent hassle-free through the Built Rewards app. Your rent game just got a major upgrade, baby. Built points have been consistently ranked the highest value point currency by the Points Guy and Bankrate.
So if you're ready to earn points by paying rent right now, all you have to do is go to joinbuilt.com/unfiltered.
Again, that's joinbuilt.com/unfiltered.
Thank you so much, Built, for sponsoring this podcast, and thank you for helping us renters have a little bit of equity.
Lord have mercy, baby.
Dope. Sounds awesome.
You went to South Korea.
I did.
You skipped out.
I'm so excited to hear about it. All right, run me through the entire
trip. Run through the beginning.
So we took the flight. It was like a 13-hour flight. Wasn't too bad. Food? You know, we got the food on the flight. It was all right. It was
chopsticks?
All right. Chopsticks. They gave you chopsticks.
Nice.
And you could have a plastic fork as well. They gave you like some stir fry. And then I can't remember what the second. It was like a
shishito peppers?
No, to shishito peppers. Shishito peppers are more Japanese than they are Korean. Hmm. Shishito.
Nice.
But the flight was like a breeze.
Any crazy people on the flight?
No
any
crazy
cigarette
people.
Smokers?
It was a pure Korean flight. So all the entertainment was in Korean. Thank gosh I brought all my movies on my iPad.
What's wrong with Korean movies?
Nothing wrong with that, but they only gave you just a limited selection, and I'd rather spend the time. I've been watching Korean movies all leading up to this trip.
I just think it's nice to dive into their culture.
Patricia was watching some stuff. I didn't really ask her what she was watching on the flight. And we get there. We land. We take the sub. We get to our hotel. We stayed at a Japanese hotel called like the Dormy Inn. And what was cool about this Japanese hotel is that they had an onsen, like a spa that was accessible from 3 p.m. till 10 a.m. every day.
Oh, wow.
So like had a cold plunge, dry sauna, silky bath.
And what's
like
a silky bath?
A silky bath is it's kind of like these bigger tubs.
Ooh,
that you
is
get
it
in.
That?
Yes, those are the ones. This is the exact room I went into.
Oh, that's nice.
And they have almost these micro bubbles that they release into it. And they believe that like the micro bubbles, like the way it like passes your skin, it helps clean you up even more.
We needed that.
And this with the best was 3 p.m. till 10 a.m. So if we were out till like 2 a.m., we came home and we went down there and just had our full spa treatment to ourselves.
Wait, I thought you said from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
3 p.m. till 10 a.m. So it's open all throughout the night.
So are they similar to Japanese culture where you can't have tattoos or anything like that in these spas or not really?
I don't know about like a third party spa. Staying at this hotel, there was nobody like checking you in. But it was like a full naked one. You know, we're always used to like locker room culture, even if we're like in a steam room.
Only
or,
locker room, though. Like, you always got a
towel.
That.
No one was bringing in their towel.
It's co-ed?
Always, no. Men and women separate. But it was like a bunch of Japanese businessmen. And I'm just like, at first I was like, I brought in a towel with me into it just for modesty. And I realized everybody is naked.
So you were like the outcast. So you felt like you had to
just walk it around. I felt like just like a child.
Did you just?
Yeah.
No, well, you dropped it.
Full.
Well, he was the only one not wearing it. So you don't want to feel like the weird one.
And I realized I'm the only one with a towel here, and this looks a little weird. So I went back to my locker and put it away.
Wow, I would have gone home.
But it was great. It was awesome. In the sauna, they had like the golf channel, like just teaching you how to perfect your swing.
Matt is meeting everybody. He's naked. He's like, hi.
It's shaking everything.
I only gotta say, no. Everyone was very quiet and like civil in it. And that was just the best, having access to that. And it was so good. High quality. And they had a free ramen bar from like 9 till 11 every night. I only had it once, but.
Was it like good ramen or was it like hotel ramen?
It was like was miso ramen. So because it was at a Japanese hotel. It was good ramen.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic service. So that was the hotel situation. Korea itself, South Korea. It's the best when you get to go to those types of countries. The same thing we experienced in Tokyo is the civility and the cleanliness. On the subway, most quiet people ever. Nobody is talking.
Quiet in Japan?
I felt like it was, well, Patricia and I, we really figured out the transit system because when we were in Tokyo, we mostly relied on the cabs just to get around faster. I was able to figure out how their subway system operated like on my app and we were in and out and following. And that's the best. The best about international travel and getting abroad is you're going to encounter stressful situations where you have to pay attention to the signs, have to figure it out.
Right, right.
And then it's such a rush when you do figure it out. Mm-hmm. So like Patricia and I, we were loving getting the hang of it. And we were in subs we were the only Americans, the only white people in there. And just their sense of order of lining up before you get onto the sub, making sure there's an area for the people to get off. You know, there's the seats for the elder people. There's a seat for the pregnant lady.
Yeah, we don't follow any of that. We're right in front of the gate, knowing that people need to leave.
Pushing people out of the way.
We're still in front of them. People have to push.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And the nightlife was amazing. I wrote down like a whole bunch of different observations that like I made when I was
I'm realizing
there.
Right now that where I went to karate, it was a South Korean owned
karate spot. Oh,
because that was the flag that was everywhere.
Oh yeah,
that was on the back of our goose.
Your gi.
Gi.
It's on the back of our goose. Okay, karate kid.
You know, it's on the back of all of our goose.
I also felt like there was a big enthusiasm for American culture when I was there, especially like the nightlife. A lot of the bars, I felt like you saw a lot of Irish pubs. There were these American themed places. You can go play beer pong inside of them.
It was I don't know. It was really American. There was a lot of Irish pubs.
Like what you see out here. You see a lot of Irish pubs.
That's what I meant. And like funny. Beer pong, a lot of American college themed vibes I was getting when I was out there. And
I did feel like when I was watching your stories, it did feel like it felt American in some way. Who was that kid that you met up with?
Hai Jung is, I believe, to say his
did
name.
You,
yeah.
Did you know him or you met him for the first time?
I met him through my friend Diane. He was awesome. And wish we met up with him earlier on in the trip just so he could have like shown us like how to get around. It was like we had our final dinner with him.
Yeah.
Hai Jung. Yeah, that's how you say his name. He was the best. Love that guy. Shout out to him and shout out to Diane Kang. For setting it all up because he bought us baseball tickets. We went to a baseball game.
Oh, that was it. It was the baseball game that I saw that it felt like you were home.
So
Matt, I thought you were home for a second when I saw that. I was like, oh, he's back.
No, we went to a Korean baseball game.
That's
so
sick.
We were at like there's this massive mall called the COEX Mall. It's like a mall you would go see in Dubai, Mall of America. It's just massive. And I kept seeing all these people walking around wearing like Korean baseball jerseys. And I was like, are we close to the baseball stadium? Because you always think like the professional sports, especially in America, it's such a schlep to get out to where the venues are. Especially in LA, we can't take a subway like down there.
Right.
But so we get there and we don't have tickets. I'm reading on Reddit how to get tickets. Guess how much just like their standard baseball tickets are?
$50?
$10.
No ten way. Bucks.
$10.
Wow.
For most of the seats. There's nothing that's hundreds and hundreds of dollars unless you're in this like massive VIP area. Wow. So,
but even massive VIP area, what are you spending? $500 to probably get
probably,
up there?
Probably, yeah.
Because that's how the difference in $10, that's crazy.
But I was reading on Reddit like how to get tickets, and people say you just go up and buy the tickets at the stadium because the apps that they have are heavily deep in Korean. You have to add your credit cards. It was very complicated. We get there and I walk up and it says sold out. I'm like, what? Sold out? And we already have bought, we have bought jerseys. And what's cool there, when you buy the jerseys, they don't have them already like etched in of the certain players that you get. You know how when you go to like a professional sports game out here,
Last name.
But the jerseys at a sports game are usually their top, like, most selling players. You're only getting top dogs. At this place, you buy almost like a blank jersey, and then you get to go pick whatever player you want.
Oh.
So I saw 65 was, like, a common one. I went 65, and then I went, like, 35. And they were like, 35, Soto. And I'm like, yeah, Soto. Is that his name? Yeah, give me Soto. And he goes, no. And then a guy goes, he's saying sold out to you. And I was like, oh. I was like,
yes.
Soto.
I thought he was like going, hell yeah. It's like the Kobe of the team. And he's like, no, man, no.
So I'll just get the letters that looked the coolest. Like whatever letters like looked kind of sick, I'd be like, I want that one.
So I was like 17. And he was like, okay. So I got 17, which I think is like their backup pitcher. But
he's watching.
So you get to take their patches. You get to go. They iron them on for you. And then, but we still couldn't get tickets. And I was devastated because it was basically like the LA Clippers versus the Lakers. The two home teams.
Oh, so it was a big game.
It was a big game, and we didn't realize
seats.
It. And I was crushed.
Crazy. Because
we couldn't get tickets. And that was like the most stressful moment of the trip. But we found out that they had a game the next day, and my buddy was able to get us tickets.
Okay.
Wait, they had a game the next day? Like
the next
like
day. The same team the next day.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. K-pop groups are overworked. Baseball players are overworked.
Wow.
No days off.
I think like going to a concert or like a game or something in another country, I think is like, it should be done just to see, because that's where you see like everybody all in one place, all for the same thing.
You get to bring in your own beer, get to bring in your own snacks, and they still sell snacks and beer, but I brought in like four tall boys of beer, chugging it. They have these cheerleaders on top of the dugouts that are, they have like one guy who's almost like the MC and like four cheerleaders. Each team has their own songs that are like renditions of American songs. Like you hear the harmonies and you're like, I think that's I Want to Hold Your Hand, but they're doing it to their own team. And all the crowds know the songs and it's just nonstop
fun. That's sick.
And we love doing that. Also, I went to see North Korea.
Did you really?
My God.
I haven't shared photos about it because I don't know. Sometimes like because of the political climate of North Korea.
Wait, you got like you went.
Went to the DMZ, went through the border, all of that. Like, so, I haven't shared photos from it because I don't know. I'm worried about getting flagged or whatever, just because if it's North Korea, Instagram and stuff can be like, I don't know. We bought a tour. They picked us up at 8 a.m. It was an English-speaking tour. They only send in 50 tour buses a day into the DMZ. And I don't know if you know.
Did Patricia go with you?
Yeah, she went with me. Because like she was on the fence, and I'm like, babe, I'm going to be telling this story for the rest of my life and saying that I've looked into North Korea. I'd love for you to be a part of that conversation. So get on a bus. And we're excited. We're in a good mood. It's early in the morning. We have an English-speaking woman, and she's telling us the whole history about Korea, about North Korea, how they were split, the Korean War and everything, and even making jokes about Kim Jong-un, calling him the big, fat, chubby man, like all of that stuff. Felt pretty, like, safe. But then we're an hour out. Now we're getting just, like, 15 minutes closer to the border, and you're like, oh, shit, this is getting fucking real.
Yeah.
And we have to go through all these checkpoints. And you know, like, you see them, like, in apocalyptic movies or in war movies. They set up those barricades in the road and up in the roads because you have to zigzag. Uh-huh.
Did you start feeling nervous at this point?
A little bit. But then at the same time, I felt really safe because we'd have these checkpoints where the military would come on and they had a list of everyone who was on board and they had to go and look at each one of your passports.
and just verify all of that. We're being told we can't take photos of certain military bases as we're getting closer. That also felt kind of like serious. And then we go to basically an area where the woman has to basically get our tickets to enter the DMZ and get a really great tour of all of that area. And then we finally get to go up to this observatory and look out into North Korea see the border. And it's this big old fake town. She told us this is basically a fake city that North Korea has built. Okay. No one really lives there. But there's tons of these little viewfinders where you get to look into the country. And she even has this high-tech one where she's like kind of zooming in and capturing movement. And we got to look in and you could see North Korean citizens like walking around, like a guy on a bicycle. Like I saw a truck go by and she goes, that's very strange because they're not allowed to have cars. So they must be doing some construction over there.
And they were saying it's like a fake town just for you guys to see that. Or is it more
North Korea, I think, wants to keep their citizens in a different area.
Just
I don't
know. And nobody can see them.
What was also interesting, right in the South Korean side, right near the border, they have a thing called a peace village where only 200 citizens get to live in. And it's called a unification village, a peace village. Only 200 citizens can live there. They live there tax-free. They don't have to serve in the military.
We should move there.
Because in the country, you have to serve in the military for 1.5 years, I believe.
Wow.
Everybody, every guy has to. But even if you're the most famous person ever, like in BTS,
yeah.
The only way you get exempt from being in their military is if you win a gold medal in the Olympics. You're exempt from joining the military.
Wow.
And I think there's another medal, like the guy who I think is the big baseball player who I think plays out here. He won some like best MVP title and he didn't have to serve. But those people are exempt. They don't have to pay taxes, but they live in this tiny village. But they have a curfew at 7 p.m. and every single night they have to like go to bed and like the military has to check that they're not housing any escapees from North Korea. So it's wild, one, seeing the North Korean citizens, seeing it all play out, and just knowing that these people are being held against their will. And it's a tough thing. Like, you're taking photos of it. You're like, should we take a picture? But you're like, but no, this is so serious. Why should we even be smiling about this?
Yeah.
It was really wild just to see that it existed. We also got to go through something called the third tunnel. We weren't allowed to take photos. It was 400 meters deep. We had to wear hard hats. So they basically, South Korea has discovered these tunnels over the years of that tunnels that North Korea has built to invade South Korea.
Okay. Wow.
And we went down this third tunnel, dude, and we had to pick up our helmets just like this and go down so deep into the ground, freezing cold. And then I was hunched down
that would freak me out.
It was the most claustrophobic thing I'd ever done in my life. At the end of it, just to see through this little window of like this area where they were growing plants. But it was really cool to do because you feel so, I don't know.
Yeah.
Proud and deep in the element, like, we're doing this. That was fucking bananas.
So there's
bananas.
Just like a tiny hole at the end of the tunnel to look at?
Yeah.
Going on there now? Like, did they block it up?
But they've opened it up the outside where there's like, yeah. So we went all the way down this tunnel and then went further down another one. And then there was like a water tank. And then there's an area where I think the little camera icon, it's these plants. And Patricia looked at it and was like, you don't even want to look at it. And I was like, screw it. I'm not going to look at it because there were more people in line and shit. We were sweating our balls off.
I thought it was cold.
But because your back's been down and you're like walking. It was physically exhausting doing it. But it was so fucking cool to do that.
How's the weather out there?
It was perfect the entire time. 72 and sunny. It felt like it was like LA.
Like
our entire
California
trip.
Weather.
It rained our last day, but we were perfect weather.
So how was the like overall like food?
Food was great. We never really ate anything we thought was like disgusting.
Did you have any dim sum?
Yes, we did have dim sum. We did have dim sum one night.
Compared to Japan, what would you say was like the
It's a little tough because I think that they are both awesome and need to be seen in their own element for you to discover what you like more. I would say that Tokyo was way more like New York City, and I got a vibe in Seoul that it felt like LA.
Yeah.
Just because there were like so many different boroughs. It wasn't, the buildings weren't like too much of a monstrosity like Tokyo was.
That's a really good like description of like whenever you travel like to a mm-hmm. country, you're like, what was the vibe? Was it New York? Was it Miami? Was it LA? Was it Texas?
Yeah. True.
I felt, but I still, at the end of the day, I did kind of prefer Japan more. Seoul, I felt like people were a little bit more serious, especially like customer service wise. They weren't rude. They were just serious. And they do bow like slight nod here and there. I felt like in Japan, if we're just walking into a store, the customers are just like, you know.
Yeah.
Full on greeting you.
Japan was a little more smiley.
A little bit, but they definitely weren't rude in Korea. I just felt them to be a little bit more serious. And I feel like the architecture was still very, like, very modern in Seoul. I feel like Japan has its own kind of cultural influences in things. It could be a new building, but there's like old Japanese elements.
Yeah.
I still feel like Seoul was kind of modern. And once again, guys, these are just my observations of what I saw. I know that there's more places to see and explore there.
Did you wish you could stay longer, or were you like...
Actually, it was kind of like perfect timing.
Yeah.
I wish I could have done can't really do a day trip to Busan, but I would have liked to have seen more of the country.
The train to Busan?
Yeah, the train to Busan, that zombie movie.
How long were you there for, like 5 days?
Six. Yeah, we got there on Wednesday and we left on Tuesday. So I guess it was kind of 5 days of travel. Yeah. But the nightlife was awesome. The clubs were great. We enjoyed it so, so much.
That's good.
What was crazy? These are just tiny little things that I observed.
Oh, my God. That looks like we're at Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas nightclub.
We were out in the thick of it. It was cool. I was running into people we had mutual friends with. Like, people were coming up to
me. Of course.
Because, like, I had a friend from college who was out there partying for, like, 2 weeks and living out there. And a bunch of Americans, like, had met him and were like, wait, you know this guy? We were just partying with him, like, a week ago. And it's
weird. Crazy.
Huge airsoft scene.
Oh, yeah.
Big old airsoft, like, shops and bars where you could, like, drink.
Yeah,
Japan
is, like, super into airsoft, too.
And they're... Tinted windows are so dark, especially on the windshield.
Really?
You can't even see the driver driving.
Is that all of them?
Most. I felt like 75% of the cars I saw.
Yeah, what's the cars look like over there?
I would say similar to Japan, but also I felt like maybe
car scene is like pretty insane.
Actually, I felt like there was a lot more American luxury cars. I felt like I saw tons of Mercedes, tons of Range Rovers, Land Rovers. I guess I didn't really see like those tiny, tiny Japanese vehicles, but occasionally you would see.
Was there brands that you'd never seen before?
Yes. Oh yeah. We saw this one car where it's like a one seater and then the one seater behind you, and it's like a smart car. It looked bizarre, but kind of fun. Like
skinny?
Very skinny.
Weird.
That one was really cool.
Are Kia Souls big?
My Kia Soul. I didn't. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I saw a lot of those.
Okay, Kia Ray.
And it's so cheap out there. Like, we would eat, like, same kind of way in Japan, where we would eat, like, Kings, and we get the bill, and it was, like, $50, and you're like, how is it that cheap?
Wow.
Damn. Did you try any, like, fruits out there?
Fruits are such a good thing to eat
I know.
In other countries.
That's, like, my go-to thing now.
Such a different experience.
You know what? I don't think we had many fruits. We had a lot of like pickled vegetables with like our food, but
America has had the worst fruit. Every country I've been to, the fruits are always better.
I also just love when like the customer service, when they hand you your card, they do like.
Really?
They do the sheesh?
When they grab it, they do this like. I think they did that also in Japan, but it's just this like, they clearly teach you that in customer service when you have to hand someone's card. It's this inward pull of one hand. And then you do that. It, like, closes you off.
Weird.
You offer the exchange.
Wow.
I noticed that a lot.
In Japan, too, remember? It was always that tray.
Yeah.
It's respectable.
Don't hand
me
the money. Put it on the tray
first. Put it on the tray.
And you can tell how celebrated children are out there. Children, how... They have like Children's Day, which is a big holiday where every kid gets to be celebrated that day. You felt like there were a lot of daycares, a lot of facilities to encourage curiosity, knowledge, all of that. Parents really seem to love their children. I felt like friendships out there too were very, very strong. When you see people who are sitting down at dinner, nobody is like passively like kind of on their phones or like waiting for the next thing. People are so deep in their conversations out there. which was like really beautiful to see that. And a lot of the nightlife scene, like as a solo person, I felt like it's a tough place to go to because you really can't get a drink and sit at a bar. They sit you down at a table. There's not like a place for individuals to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have to be amongst people every time they see you.
They really cater to just like going out, but making it a communal experience for.
Are they super vending machine friendly too?
Tons of, a lot of vending machines, but not as many as I saw in Tokyo. Yeah. Not as many as I saw in Tokyo. And, oh, what else? Oh, we saw a famous Korean person at the airport.
Oh, right? Who?
Like hordes of people were like following her and taking pictures of her. I don't know. I don't know if she was a K-pop star, an actress, but this girl had like blonde hair and she was shopping like in the duty free. And all of these people are looking at her, but she's just not even giving them the time of day. Whoa. She was blonde. I don't know. Blonde, short girl. Kind of brassy, blonde hair.
The fan scene in other countries. I wonder how that, like what that's like. Because it's considered very rude in America if you're like, if you're clearly like just.
Yeah. I don't know if people even like go up to the masker photos, but they just like observe them from afar.
Maybe. Like, yeah.
Take pictures of them.
Internet influencers are probably a big thing out there.
They are. Yeah. The guy I met up with, he's like a manager for like Collab, but in Seoul. And so he deals with like a lot of the internet celebrities that happen out over there.
I wonder how respected they are in other countries.
It's pretty much a similar kind of scene though.
I think it's like, oh, they're internet influencers. It's like, I wonder like if it's that type of,
I'm curious about the metrics. Cause like we're a country of 340 million people. They're a country of 50 million people.
Yeah.
Or yeah. 50 million people. So I guess if you're
not oversaturated
person, I don't know if it's like, if you have like a couple hundred thousand followers, you're massive.
Yeah.
Versus like, a million.
Interesting.
I don't know. But I really did enjoy it. We had a fantastic time. We got such a travel bug doing it that we definitely want to go. I think we really want to go back to Japan in like the winter time. Because I want to see like the snow in Japan and see all those like cozy villages and stuff.
Their boarding is insane.
Remember when we found out like people surf out there?
Yeah.
And like I can't even picture like people surfing in Japan.
Yeah, the skiing scene is really big out there, too.
Sick.
But we loved it. I feel like I covered most of it.
Did you bring back any currency?
You know what I bought? I bought North Korean money.
No way.
Yeah, they, like, sell it at, like, the border in, like, one of the gift shops. You can buy North Korean money.
It's real?
Yeah, it's real. It's real. It's pretty cool.
You know, I was expecting you to wear something from South Korea.
I got this hat.
Oh, okay.
I got this hat from a brand, Little Riddle. You guys would have loved it. It was like this American Western inspired like store.
They had a lot of those in Japan too.
Yeah, this place was really, really cool. I got you guys gifts.
Oh,
wait,
really?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you guys some material. Mariah, this is for you. Wait. Yes, Mariah, this is for you.
Thank you.
Sorry, the packaging's coming off.
How my burritos come out when I roll.
Zane, this is for you. And Heath, this is for you.
Matt, you know I don't read. What's this?
I just said you shouldn't have.
I saw. Well, you definitely can't read this. It's in a different language.
Pasta. Korean pasta?
It's a weight training.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny.
Oh, this is so, look at this book, hon. It's,
oh, that's funny.
That's really pretty.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
Matt, this is so funny.
I don't know if they're real guns, if they're airsoft.
South Korean, Italian?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it looks
that's
pretty
really
sick.
Cool.
Well, what you going to make?
Yeah, get out
I
Google.
I don't know. I can't read it.
Get out Google Translate.
If you put your phone.
That's really cool. Thank you.
That'd be a good like TikTok, like trying to make a Korean pasta dish.
Matt, what if I like.
That's so
what if
cool.
This is what made me insanely shredded. I just followed this guy. Like, guys, you need to buy this book. You just have to translate it.
This is so interesting.
Oh, this is so sick. I'm actually going to translate this. I want to see like how they're.
Yeah,
like,
if there's any new fitness takeaways that you can have.
Oh, look, this is what Todd does every day. Look, Heath.
I think that is Todd.
Oh, shit, it is.
Well, thank you. That was very sweet.
Yeah. Appreciate and the trip sounded fun. I want to go there.
It does sound. I really wish I could have seen the DMZ zone with you. That would have been sick.
Did you take a video?
DMZ, yeah.
You have videos?
Yeah.
All right, maybe you want to close this out?
Yeah, let's guys, do it. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We hope you enjoyed it. You can check out these episodes, audio form, on every podcast platform every Monday, and every Tuesday we post a video version of the episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath on Tuesdays.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post bonus content on there. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every month. And we also keep these cameras rolling after every single episode for another like 20 minutes. So you're going to get an extended cut of every episode. And it's just a little bit more time to hang out if you want. And again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check it out.
Perfect. How do you say goodbye in Korean?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, opposite of kamsahamnida. We'll see you next week.
All right. Love you guys.
Ciao.
Peace.
Peace.